We think of today's modern feminist movement, and we think, you know, not many people don't appreciate women nowadays. You know, many women feel they need a job in order to validate their existence, that they need to somehow, I guess, be in business and be successful, and but at the same time, they decide they're going to leave their family, and they're going to let either the daycare take care of them or some other relatives, or, you know, when in fact we have to appreciate women. We have to appreciate the fact that their role in the child's life is so important in the development and showing them the correct ways of God. And I came across Proverbs 31. The Proverbs 31 woman. She's the biblical epitome of what a true womanhood means. She's the dream lady for many men and a role model for many Christian women. Proverbs 31 contains an exhausting list of her endless, diligent endeavors. She works, and she astutely and industriously. This is one strong lady, tucked away, however buried within the list of her physical accomplishments, is a revealing description of her heart. In Proverbs 31, verse 26, it says, "On her tongue is the law of kindness." When I read this, I picture a benevolent woman smiling, listening, encouraging. She's hugging someone who's had a rough day or had a rough go of it. She's loving and she's loved. Is that how you picture kindness? Better yet, brethren, what does kindness really mean? According to the Oxford Dictionaries Online, kindness means the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Let's consider what each of these three words implies in our own effort to emulate this aspect of the Proverbs 31 woman. Being friendly seems like an obvious definition of kindness. It's common to come across someone in our daily activities who really gives the impression of being in the middle of a horrible day. They exist all around us, brethren. At the store, in restaurants, on the roads, in many stressful situations. This is when the Proverbs 31 woman would greet the individual with a smile and a kind word. "Thank you. I hope you have a nice day," she'll say to the clerk, who grudgingly works at the checkout counter. Of course, he might not respond, but what better way to spread some kindness than by greeting those who are around us with a friendly smile and encouraging word? We never know the effect that it can have on others around us. How often have we been the recipients of a stranger's life story or even the woes because we were friendly and initiated a small talk? Being friendly reflects kindness to those who cross our daily paths. Generosity and kindness also go hand in hand. Generosity can include financial endowment, but truly means so much more. For what can we give that is more important than money, brethren? Think about it. Our time. Consider the definition of generous, showing a readiness to give more of something as money or time than is strictly necessary or expected. Some of the kindest people that I know have taken their time to listen and to encourage, not just me, but many, many others. There's some people who have so little in a way of physical possessions, and yet they're constantly giving to others. I know a couple of people who are not financially rich, but if someone needs help, they make sure the person has food or a helping hand. Generosity is giving. It's unselfish. It's putting others before us. And the Proverbs 31 woman is kind because she gives freely of herself and her time to those who need her help. Being considerate is another quality of kindness, because it too is an unselfish act. Being considerate means to be thoughtful of others. It's a trait that is slowly disappearing in our society, brethren. I'm sure you all have seen it everywhere. Perhaps that is why we really need to take notice when a person is considerate. When someone gives up their seat for an elderly lady on a bus, allow someone with only a couple of items to skip ahead on the checkout line, or holds the door open for the person behind them. Being considerate requires us to be aware of our surroundings and the people in those surroundings. Being considerate means doing unto others as we would have them do unto us, as it says in Luke 6, verse 31. Being considerate could potentially bring a moment of inconvenience to us, but what satisfaction might we feel when we think that perhaps we made someone else's life a bit easier for a moment? Can we see our Proverbs 31 woman allowing a car to turn in front of her, helping someone picking up dropped papers or cleaning up a water spill on the floor so that others wouldn't slip on it? Consideration is kindness, because our actions reflect that we care for others. In conclusion, brethren, it certainly seems like the Proverbs 31 woman can set the bar high for any woman who is trying to emulate her. However, by just simply making kindness a part of our daily life, I dare we say that we are well on our way.